Our first movie is Erin Brockovich, based on the real life story of a woman who more or less talked herself into a job in the office of a personal injury lawyer and then single-handedly conducted an investigation that led to a $333 million penalty for a California utility found guilty of contaminating groundwater. Julia Roberts stars as a divorced mother of three whose new job shows her as a powerhouse capable of slugging it out with her boss, played by Albert Finney, who thinks they may have bitten off more than they can chew.
Something like this, and it could take forever. They're a huge corporation. It could bury us in paperwork for the next 15 years. I'm just a guy with a small private firm.
If Erin Brockovich looks a little daringly dressed there, well, she looks the same way all through the movie, dressing like a hooker in every scene.
Here you may want to rethink your wardrobe a little.
Why is that?
Well, I think some of the girls are a little uncomfortable because of what you wear.
Is that so? Well, it just so happens I think I look nice. And as long as I have one ass instead of two, I'll wear what I like, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, it's a snappy comeback, but I think the wardrobe is a disaster for this film because it underlines the fact that we're looking at a glamorous movie star, Julia Roberts, and not a dogged investigator, Erin Brockovich.
It's for my boss. He's in this water dispute, and he wants me to find all kinds of papers just from all kinds of places. You know, it would probably be easiest if I just squeezed back there and poked around myself. Would that be all right with you?
Oh, heck yeah, come on back.
Brockovich likes to be rude and direct with people, including a next-door neighbor played by Erin Eckert.
You got a little girl?
Yeah. Yeah, sexy, huh? How about this for number 6? That's how old my other daughter is. 8 is the age of my son. 2 is how many times I've been married and divorced. 16 is the number of dollars I have in my bank account, 850-3943. That's my phone number. And with all the numbers I gave you, I'm guessing 0 is the number of times you're going to call it.
Erin Brockovich is haunted by the ghosts of earlier and better movies on a similar theme. I kept remembering how convincing Meryl Streep was in Silkwood as a nuclear plant worker with dangerous information, and how effective John Travolta was in A Civil Action, which was also about industrial pollution, and did a much more convincing job of portraying the victims and their families. Erin Brockovich, on the other hand, is very thin in its supporting roles. Even Albert Finney seems curiously subdued here, and Julia Roberts, wearing that absurdly distracting wardrobe, is just never able to create a convincing character.